Do they try and intimidate opponents?
You have to ask them. I can't answer that question, but you know, we got a good football team too.
Tell us about Tom Brady. Do you consider him to be an all-time great?
I do. I grew up watching Joe Montana, Brett Favre, and all those guys. And you got to throw TB up there.
Do you give him tips on how to throw the football now?
Nah, he gives me tips.
But why is this "do your job" phrase kind of become the rallying cry? Bill has been saying that for years, right? Why now? Why is that?
Yeah, I don't know. You got to ask your guys. Well, you guys, the media, are making it big.
What does it mean? What does that expression mean to you besides the obvious?
I mean, doing your job means, you know, just like someone who's working in a coal mine or, you know, on a construction site, you bring your hard hat and your lunch to work. You just shut up and do your job. You go in there, you go in the meetings, you take in the coaching, you execute in the walkthrough, you take the walkthrough to practice and the drills, and you execute that, and practice execution becomes game reality. So that's what do your job, I feel, means.
What is your dad, what business does he have?
He owns a small automotive repair shop.
Still doing it?
Still.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
We're about to.
Mountain View, California. A1 Auto Tech. First in the yellow pages.
What is that? I mean, having been being raised in that kind of atmosphere must help you now in this kind of line of work, no?
Yeah. I mean, my father kept me away from that whole thing as much as he could. He really focused on, you know, school and sports. Whether it was, you know, baseball season, we were taking ground balls, taking infield, hitting batting practice every day. Vacations, he'd bring the batting balls. He'd have my sister shag the balls, have my brother be at first. If it was football season, he'd have the rocks lined up in the street. We'd be going over the four-hole, five-hole, one-hole, catch drills, throwing drills. You know, and then basketball, if it was raining, you know, we'd go to this little Jim West, and he would rent out a half-court gym, and we'd sit, and he would sit and feed me and shoot all day. So I think it would come from that.
You ever work at the auto shop?
I did. I was a parts boy in the summer. So I'd go pick up the parts. I would clean the windows and vacuum the cars after they were serviced and make sure there was no oil prints, usually on the side of the cars. I'd go shuttle the customers, go pick them up at work or at their home, drop them off, and then I would also pick up the parts. So that was my job.
How much did you like that job?
You know, I liked it. You know, I got to be around my dad, and, you know, at the time I got my license, so I was around a shop, and I'd get to, you know, clean my car and keep my car in tip-top shape, and all those kind of things, and hang out with the mechanics, and you know, I grew up with them. I mean, they've been in my life my whole life, so, you know, it's definitely a special place.
What were you driving back then?
I used to have a little, I had a few cars. I had an S10, you know, when they used to kind of lower them a little? So I had one of those, and then I had a 65 Ford pickup with the three on the tree. That was awesome, and then I went through a stage where I would go and I'd save up my money and get cars and kind of like rally race them and wreck them and stuff, and that was a bad time, but I get yelled at a lot for that one.